Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the American Federation of Government Employees District Report. Joining me today, we've got Carl Biscantini and Gary Feathers, both of AFGE 1647. They're at the Toby Hanna Depot in Pennsylvania, both veterans, both working for the government, making sure that military equipment is ready for the troops and, well, you know, that's continuing service after the military. It's an awesome thing. Carl, Gary, welcome to the district report.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Guys, it's our pleasure. We appreciate it. Carl, first of all, tell us about Local 1647. You're at Toby Hanna. How big of an installation is that?
Well, it wasn't.
We're about 3,800 employees.
Yeah, I'd say about
3,800 employees. Yeah, and you guys are responsible for depot level maintenance on a myriad of different pieces of equipment for the military, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yeah, maintenance,
that's
overhaul, forward repairs.
Forward repairs. That means you're deploying with your Army unit. You know, that kind of thing is just a little dicey around the edges. Thank God both of you guys are veterans. You know which side of a flag vest to put on.
Yeah, we have our civilian, you know, workforce. They're basically deploying all over the world, you know. Going out.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, as a fellow veteran, the military can't do the job without their civilian counterparts there. Thank God that we've got civilians that provide the continuity and the many years of experience on what works and what doesn't work available for ground commanders. Because, you know, that level of experience and know-how is just absolutely, positively, vitally important for the wartime mission. Carl, 3,800 people at Toby Hanna. You got a lot of different things that you're working to repair for the military. Just out of curiosity, how much equipment's traveling through the organization every year?
Numbers of assets and
you guys are jumping on a regular basis, right?
We do everything under the sun for all types of organizations, not just the military.
Mm-hmm.
We're electronics. We're the C4ISR electronics repair facility for the government. So,
wow. So, 3,800 members there. What are some of the issues that you guys are facing today?
One of the main issues facing us here, I mean, like we're kind of talking a little bit, or you were talking, I mean, we feel that we have one of the best, best workforce here, you know, one of our big morale killers, I would say, Gary, is this WG pay disparity here, you know. We've been working on this issue for probably over 10 years, Gary, I think it has to do with the New York locality. You can call them, you know, a lot of people call them the white collar workers versus, you know, like the blue collar workers, the white collar workers, or the GS, they get the locality pay out of New York and the WG don't. So, I mean, you look and it doesn't make any sense, you know, when you face the same, the living cost of living, everybody commutes basically along the same routes. That's an issue that we've been working on here. We've brought it to the like I said, 10 years. We brought it to the FBRAC committee. They have the recommendations have gone in our favor, but at this point, they don't act on them. And Gary can chime in on
the FBRAC committee
why they're not acting at this point.
Yeah, the FRAC makes recommendations and forwards them recommendations to OPM, which is the Office of Personnel Management, to implement those changes or make a decision.
Right.
And unfortunately, with the change in the administration, after the FRAC committee made their decision last year, we had an election and a change in administration. Our director of OPM had departed, And the agency so far, our governmental agency, has not appointed anybody to fill that position.
Wow.
So we've been hitting stalemates. We've been talking, and the assistant director, you know, is awaiting. They're not sure where to even proceed with this because there is no director to make this determination, and they're not sure even if there is one what the process will be to follow. Can they just make it, or does it have to go back to FPRAC? But this can has been getting kicked down the road for 10 years, and it's a tough situation. I mean, you have some of the finest electronic workers in the world working here, and they're working aside. People are getting a different pay rate because they just look like they feel they're being treated different.
Right. And let me try and explain this to those people who've never worked in the federal government or never been with the military. The federal government has two basic pay plans. One's called wage grade, which tends to be a little bit more blue collar. And then the GS system, which tends to be a little bit more white collar, working inside offices and so on and so forth. And what you're saying is there's a pay disparity for locality pay, which is basically the cost of living wherever people are assigned. The GS grade is getting a locality pay out of New York. The wage grade is getting a locality pay out of Pennsylvania, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Monroe County.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, and to try and put this in a little bit easier terms for people to understand, it's almost like you guys have a joint base there, and the Air Force people are getting paid a higher per diem BAS, BAQ, versus the Army people getting paid a lower BAS, BAQ. And, you know, everybody's working in the same place. They live in the same general communities. They have the same costs of living. But there is a disparity in how the cost of living allowance is assigned. And,
yep. And I mean, we're talking neighbors,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
neighbors shopping the same stores. You know, it's yeah, it ain't right.
It's not right, and it can be rectified. But somebody doesn't want to take the time and effort to rectify it. In the meantime. You know, if you guys are saying this has been kicked down the road for the last 10 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yep.
You know, my goodness, that's...
And especially when the federal prevailing wage, you know, the committee voted to even recommend it being corrected. And then it still fell to the wayside.
Yeah.
And I'm not 100% on this, but I mean, I think we're the only recommendations that went through FPRAC that never got put in place.
Yep.
You know, it's all the other ones, you know, they recommend, they get pushed through.
Yep.
For some reason, this one does not get pushed through.
Yeah,
Fort Dix and Fort McGuire, they just had theirs.
Right.
Same deal. That was goes to the Air Force Army. And theirs went through and theirs was, you know, rectified.
Right. And you know, probably somewhere in there, they had a little bit more political support on that one. Let me ask you a question. What are our political friends saying about this? Are they coming in and being supportive, or are they being anti-military?
It's mixed bag. You have some that are very supportive, and some are not as supportive.
You know, that's a huge shame. And
but like Gary was saying, the administration that's in there now has to get this thing rolling again and get them to a point. OPM, you know, so at least
I mean,
we can get,
there, there should have been an OPM director should have been appointed by now.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Somebody to lead the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is there a holdup on that? Do we know?
No idea. That's on the current administrations. I don't know what the.
Well, yeah, they're okay. Well, that's something else that we need to talk about. Hey guys, listen. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. I want to talk to you just a little bit more about what you guys are doing and, you know, that ugly head of contracting out keeps emerging all over the place. Let's find out what you guys are doing to protect the American taxpayer, okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the American Federation of Government Employees District Report.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little. But you grew up and things changed. Well, it's time to put it back on your list. Innovative things are happening in teaching today, and you can be a part of it.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the American Federation of Government Employees District Report. Joining me today, we've got Carl Biscottini and Gary Feathers. Guys, welcome back to the program.
Yeah,
thank you. Hey, guys, you're out there at Toby Hanna, 3,800 members. You are repairing equipment for the federal government, for the military. You're doing firmware improvements. You're doing all kinds of, you know, look, when somebody in the government or military breaks it, they ship it off to you guys to fix it. And it's a very important thing you guys are doing. You've got some very, very talented people working out there, getting it done. And you're getting it done better, faster, cheaper than what the contractors can do, what the original manufacturing companies can do. And you are definitely saving the taxpayers a lot of money out there. But unfortunately, you know, we've got these politicians that are out there that are saying, you know, let's just go ahead and privatize that. I've got some friends that do that for a living, and they'd like to have that work. And, you know, so if we privatize it, my friend will do pretty good. Carl, how are you
That's
guys
pretty much what the
yeah,
we see it too, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Carl, let me start with you. How are you guys beating that back?
You know, well, anytime we see anything or hear anything like that's coming forward, I mean, a lot of that we forward onto our national office. We have a lot of you know, good people down there trained to help us with those situations, you know, to fight it up on the any issues like that. They fight it for us up on the hill, you know. So we do our best to keep track of all that here at Toby.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, when I worked for Immigration and later on the Department of Homeland Security, you know, the contractors, you know, they lowball that initial bid. They say, oh, you know, they'll take the loss for the first year or two, 3 years. And then what happens is the government will change its mind. They'll want to do something differently. They've got a different procedure, or they've got a mandate from Congress. They have to do something else. And with federal employees, it's, you know, especially under the partnership working relationship, everybody sits down and says, hey, you know, guys, gals, we got to do this, that, and the other thing. What's the best way to do this? Can you, you know, how do we get this done? You figure out a plan and you go do it. But with the contractors, it's, oh, my God, we got to open up the contract, and then we got to sit down and negotiate it. And, oh, by the way, you know, cost of living and all of this other stuff costs more, so we have to raise our rates. And, you know, now you want us to do the additional work, so we got to charge you more for that. And the next thing you know,
cost is through the roof and the quality isn't there.
Right. And their number one concern is making the quarterly profits, and they don't care who they screw, okay, be it taxpayers, be it civilian, be it military. And I mean, you know, let me point you to guys and gals, contractors in Iraq saying we're not feeding the troops on Thanksgiving because we haven't gotten our check yet and we don't like the way the government's treating us. I mean, really? Can you guys at Toby Hanna tell the government, oh, no, we're not going to do that because we don't like the way we're being treated?
No, we have one of the, again, a lot of our workforce are prior military. They know the importance of that equipment. It isn't about money. It's about
prior military.
Quality.
We're here. They know, they already, like Gary's saying, they know the systems. You know, I mean, we talked a little bit about, you know, that Gary and I are both vets, but a lot of the vets coming in are, you know, we're trained, we have the experience, we know the systems that we're going to be working on. And then when, you know, of course, like, they're converted to civilian employees when they come out of the military.
Right.
You have that experience coming right in.
So. You have an investment in there. You have been there. You have done that. You are not somebody, I mean, my God.
We know that. We know what that importance of that piece of equipment is.
Right. You know, and
so we know what it means, the importance of it going out to the soldiers in the field, like Gary said.
Right. So. You know, and some of these companies are like, oh, yeah, we're going to pick it up. We're going to ship it over to the Philippines. We're going to get them to do it, and then we'll ship it back, and then you can have it back.
Nope, that's it. And the quality isn't there.
Right.
There's no personal
connection.
Touch.
There's no connection.
Just do it as cheap as possible. And as quick as possible.
Yeah, and then we're back to the bad old days where we're talking about literally, you've got a piece of equipment that was made by and maintained by the lowest bidder.
Yep.
Are at least the political types in and around Toby Hanna cognizant of that fact? Do they understand how important it is and how much of a tax dollar saving organization you guys are?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Oh, I think some of them do. Not all of them, but
yeah.
I think.
And that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, you get these politicians that are looking at big checks coming in for their next campaign. And they're all too willing to say, oh, no, we got to contract it out. And then when you contract it out, it doesn't get done right. We can't get the supplies. We can't get the equipment. And what do our warfighters do?
Right.
Suffer.
No, they can't afford to wait.
Right. Absolutely not. And, you know, that's one of the other things. And Carl, you talked about this a little bit. DOD civilians deploy forward into combat zones. I mean, DOD civilians and people like you deploy forward into combat zones in the thick of it.
Right.
And you know, my God, it's you try.
Because they know the importance of that equipment working 100% at a time.
Right. And try and get a contractor to do that.
Right.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yep.
The folks working at AFIS on bases are in more of harm's way than the contractors are willing to do. You know, it gets me every time.
Yep.
So, you know, Carl, we got about 2 minutes left. I want to give you a minute. Anything else we should be aware of?
Yeah, just that this is Gary. We're just on it all the time because it just seems they keep coming and coming to say, hey, look.
Yeah, they're always.
We don't really appreciate what you guys do, you know, as federal employees.
They're always coming after us, federal employees, for pay, retirements. Put it out there. I mean, they treat us like we're the enemy, and we're not the enemy. They're here to do a good job, and they keep hammering away at us, take everything they can.
What is it that we out here in the field can do to help get Congress on the right track with it when it comes to you guys?
Hey, let them all know how important we are and what we mean to their sons, daughters, their husbands, their wives. You know, we're here to protect the country and to protect them.
There you go. Hey, guys, does AFG Local 1647 have a website?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Gary, what is that?
Great question, I'll tell you. Used to just doing it...
Yeah, I know we have it, and we look at it all the time, but I'll give you the address here.
It's AFG at www.afge1647.org.
There you go, www.afge1647.org. Guys, I appreciate it. You keep up the great work. I promise you we will do everything in our power to help you guys
Thank you.
Get the respect you need from the elected officials. And
if we could do this again another day, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Yep. In the meantime, listen, we got to get going. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to American Federation of Government Employees District Report.